From KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Waugh. In fish news this week, salmon is getting off to a slow start. We'll go inside a cannery to learn about halibut bycatch. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is meeting in Kodiak this week, and we'll have a report on how regulations such as those by the council affect fishing families. All that and more coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by AK Teach, now enrolling K through 12 homeschool students throughout the state of Alaska, creating partnerships that are flexible, family-friendly, and unique to your child. More information is available at AK Teach or at 907-942-0667.
Let's look at some prices and some projections. We'll start out with salmon. It's been really tough for Alaska salmon fishermen so far. Fisheries are set to be opening throughout the month, and they hopefully will fare better than they did at Copper River. Fishing for sockeyes and kings has been so poor there that only three openers have occurred so far. That's down by half. At first, it seemed like cold ocean temperatures had slowed the run arrivals, but now managers are not so sure. So far, just 26,000 sockeyes have been caught compared to over 200,000 in the first 3 weeks of the previous 2 years. The king catch is about 7,000, with latest prices reported at $14 and $10.50 for sockeyes. A lack of king salmon also has boosted the average price for Southeast trollers to $12.51 a pound. That's up $3.11 from last year. Under provisions of the Pacific Salmon Treaty, the Chinook salmon harvest for commercial trawlers is 95,700 kings, and the summer season is open only in a few select areas. So far, Alaska halibut catches are nearing 6 million pounds out of a possible 17 million pound limit. Seward, Kodiak, and Sitka are getting the most landings, and halibut prices remain in the mid-$4 to mid-$5 per pound range. Sablefish catches are nearly 9 million pounds, with prices ranging from $1 for the smallest sizes to $7.50 to $8 a pound for 7-pounders and up. Fishing is ongoing for cod and various whitefish in regions of the Gulf and the Bering Sea. Pollock reopens in the Bering Sea on June 10th and on August 25th in the Gulf of Alaska. State managers just announced the summary of the state's largest roe herring fishery at Togiak, which had a 24,000-ton quota this year. Just about the full quota was taken, with fishermen getting $100 a ton for their catch, making the fishery worth $1.65 million at the dock. And finally, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is meeting now through June 11th in Kodiak, and you can listen online by going to the council's website.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans, on the web at alaskaseafood.org.
A fisherman based out of Homer posted images recently on social media of halibut bycatch headed for the grinder at Kodiak's Trident Seafoods processing plant. The post got a lot of attention online and sparked criticism of Trident, the Gulf of Alaska Trawl Fleet, and a body that regulates the commercial fishing industry. Dacia Eaton in Kodiak looks at why valuable fish like halibut would be discarded, as well as the rules that regulate bycatch.
A conveyor belt whisks bright red fish with bulging quarter-sized eyes and spiny fins past workers inside Kodiak's Trident Seafoods processing plant.
Today we're processing rockfish caught in the waters around Kodiak.
That's Paul Lumsden, plant manager for Trident Seafoods operations in Kodiak. Trident is the largest primary processor of seafood in the United States and is heavily invested in Alaska.
We're a company built by fishermen for fishermen, and we don't just buy pollock or cod or crab or salmon or halibut. We buy everything that we can sustainably harvest and feed the world with. Halibut is a very important part of our business.
Longtime fisherman Eric Velsko says if Trident really cares about halibut and sustainability, some things need to change. He recently called out Trident on Facebook, posting photos and video of excessive halibut bycatch at the plant that appeared to be from the local trawl fishery and which was going to be turned into fish meal.
Totes full of halibut, and, you know, obviously that had some markings and looked a little damaged. They weren't gutted or dressed, as we call them, long lines, which meant the only place they could have come off of was a trawl vessel.
In all, Velsko alleges there were around 15 totes, each containing about 1,000 pounds of fish. The images were taken in the fall of 2017, when a fellow fisherman captured them but wanted to remain anonymous. So Velsko posted the images to his Facebook page this May with a paragraph alleging wastefulness.
I just threw it up there, just not really thinking anything of it. And the next thing I knew, it was all kinds of people commenting and resharing it.
At last check, Velsko's post had been shared more than 500 times. The Trident plant in Kodiak processes many varieties of fish from all gear types. The majority of the fish processed at the plant is pollock, but they also process a significant amount of fish caught with bottom trawl gear, such as Pacific cod, flatfish, and rockfish. Bottom trawling involves pulling a net along the ocean floor. Sometimes they haul up halibut, too.
Every fishery has some element of bycatch, and it's impossible to just catch exactly what you're after.
That's Julie Bonney, executive director of Alaska Groundfish Data Bank and a paid advocate for the trawl fishery. She says the trawl fishery operates under strict regulations. They're not allowed to keep a single halibut. She says most are discarded at sea, but ones that aren't are sorted out and end up at the processing plant.
The plant is required to enumerate every one of those fish, and it goes on a fish ticket. NOAA Enforcement examines every fish ticket, and if they feel that the vessel was egregious in terms of their sorting practices, then that vessel will get a monetary fine.
There's an overall bycatch cap of 1,705 tons for the Gulf trawl fishery. Bonnie says it's hard to tell whether the halibut that appears in Velsko's Facebook post was collected into those blue totes over one delivery or many deliveries of hundreds of thousands of pounds of fish headed for market. Paul Lumsden, the Trident plant manager, also saw Velsko's post.
I did see the photos, yes, and that was alarming to me. It was disheartening, to say the least.
But he says the images were taken out of context.
The frustrating thing is when you see a 30-second video like that and you don't know the background. When that video shows a full tote, 1,000 pounds of fish being dumped into a truck, gives a false representation like there's just tote after tote after tote after tote, and that's simply not the case.
Velsko, the fisherman who posted the video, says he believes what's happening with halibut at the Trident plant in Kodiak is legal, but immoral and wasteful. And it was especially upsetting to him in light of recent restrictions on the halibut fishery due to conservation concerns. And he says there's a reason he waited 6 months to post the photos and video. He wanted the issue to be front and center at the upcoming meeting of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which is scheduled to take place in Kodiak June 4th through the 11th. A report about observer coverage is on the agenda. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton.
And once again, if you'd like to listen in on the NPFMC's meetings, they are being live streamed from the council's website.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska fishermen, AMC at AMSEA.org.
Speaking of fishing regulators and fishing regulations, fishermen talked about the current state of the fishing industry and the outlook for the next generation at a workshop recently in Kodiak. The event was part of research to look at how evolving regulations and environmental factors, among other things, have affected fishing families and fishing businesses over the years. Kayla DeRoche was there at the Kodiak Harbor Convention Center and listened in.
Attendees shared concern about barriers to entry, like the cost of fishing permits. They also touch on fisheries politics and its effects. Some shared stories about the role fishing plays in their families. Denise May from Port Lions said she remembers one day when her son brought an assignment home from school.
And he was looking at that piece of paper, and he's five, and he says, "Mom, I don't get it, because it said write down what season it is." And I said, "Well, you know what the seasons are." And he said, "You mean crab, halibut, salmon, and herring?"
May said her father and his father before him fished, and now her children fish. But she says along the way it changed from a way of life to a business. Marisha Shimkoviak is a social scientist who's trying to learn more about the shifts fishermen are seeing within their own families. She works with the National Marine Fisheries Service in Juneau and led the workshop, which is part of research to better inform fisheries managers about community dynamics. Shimkoviak says they want to know if fishermen need to leave industries or even communities behind and why. She says so far she's heard some of the same things across the state.
A lot of these themes are really recurring in terms of increasing costs, being driven up both by regulatory changes, but also kind of increasing insurance costs and increasing fuel prices and so on, and those kinds of things impacting people's access into fisheries and the capacity of new generations to enter.
Shimkoviak says they started the project last year in Juneau and have held workshops in Homer, Sitka, Anchorage, and now Kodiak, with a growing list as more people show interest. I'm Kayla DeRoche.
U.S. fishermen caught more salmon in northern waters than other countries. That according to the North Pacific Anadromous Fish Commission, which summarizes abundances and catches of salmon as reported by its member countries. Those countries include Canada, Japan, Korea, Russia, and the United States. It tracks chum, cohos, pink sockeye, chinook, and steelhead trout in the North Pacific, Bering Sea, and the Sea of Okhotsk. Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch has more on the report.
For 2017, just over 460 million salmon were caught in those waters, less than recent odd-year averages. The U.S. fleets caught more than any others, 53% of the total salmon catch, topping 1 trillion pounds, with Alaska taking all but 22 million pounds of that. Russia took 38% of the North Pacific salmon last year, with all other countries in single-digit percentages. Pink salmon made up the bulk of the commercial catch at 49% by weight, followed by chum salmon at 29% and sockeye at 19%. Cohos made up 3% of the total catch, and chinook salmon was 1%.
That was Lainey Welch from Alaska Fish Radio.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Lainey Welch at Alaska Fish Radio, Daisha Eaton and Kayla DeRoche at KMXT in Kodiak. A big thank you to everyone who helps put this show together. And also to you, our listeners. If you're out fishing, be it sport fishing or commercial fishing, be sure to be safe. We, and especially your family, want you to come home safely. From KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.